Okay. So just to remind everybody, the next year is on Sunday, regular time Sunday. And then, so for next week, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. And then I'll be away for a couple of days, but we'll try to make up for it. I'll be back the next Thursday. We'll have a double share on the Thursday, so that'll make up for one, and we'll see what else we can do. And maybe I'll see if I can get in Wednesday before I go also. It's just there are a lot of things going on, so that part I'm not sure about at the moment. Okay, good. But either way, we're moving on to the next, after this, we're moving on to, we want to do a little more about the Shakla Vitari, the Gemara, and the, Hamistaef Mimenu, as they say, of the Gemara until Hey Omid Aleph, in other words, from the Gemara on Gimel Omid Beis to the end of Dalet Omid Beis. And as I said, we want to talk about Shitas HaRambam and Kesef, and the other things that come up, obviously. In that context, we'll fill in also the question of Shava Kesef and the Shiur of Pruta. We could really do it in different orders. It doesn't really matter. Okay. So what we were discussing, let's just finish off for today. We'll try not to go too long. We were discussing Rashi and what Rashi says, how Rashi was interpreted by Balei Tosfos. I think we identified five different assumptions. We showed that the Tosa Rosh, the Ritva, each in their own and slightly different way, Batadai Talitza Kol Adam, the question from Bante Drabyanai, where to draw the line. We also noted that according to the Ramban, both here, and then he makes reference to his further discussion on Vav Mud Beis, that the way the Ramban read Rashi was this, I believe, this idea of Kesef Shel Hana, which is a qualitatively, that I think is a very pivotal idea on two levels. Number one, it's just an intriguing idea, and I think it has other ramifications. We'll discuss some in a second. But beyond that, again, it goes to the heart and core of the role that Kiddushei Kesef, Kinyan plays in general, and that Kinyan Kesef in particular play. We've made much of that, why the Masechta begins with that, and it's only one of three, and it might only be B'divrei Sofrim. At minimum, it's an import. Why is that so crucial and important? It emerges as the, historically and halachically, as the preferred method and the ubiquitous method of Kiddushin. What is this all about? So, again, this idea of Kesef Shel Hana, it puts a whole different spin on it, in the sense that, of course, Kicha Mistei Ephron, but at the same time, it has its own, as I say, dun minov ukabiatra, it has its own, particular character as a Kiddushei Kesef, one which is very, according to this perspective, in other words, if it's just Gnaihu Lod, Kpeda, and, neutralizing a specific smaller or narrower concern, which is the way Balei Tosfos read Rashi, they just read it that way, in a very exaggerated way, meaning that that's true even for Kesef, Pachas Mipruta, and there you can draw the line. But assuming this other perspective, the most ambitious, we'll call it, perspective in Rashi, and if it's wrong for Rashi, it could still be right, certainly, for the Rambam and for other Rishonim, but let's assume even for Rashi for the moment. So what we're really saying is that it's Kesef, but it's a Kesef that is specially tailored, right, to convey this idea of Kavod and Hana'a, not Shovi, but a certain confidence or respect, and so on. I don't think, this is my guess, I'm not sure whether the Ramban, it's total speculation, take it or leave it, I'm not sure whether the Ramban would have come up with this suggestion for Rashi, which he does. Again, do we read that line of the Ramban inside? Just to make sure we know what we're talking about. All right, the Ramban, again, has three contributions to make in this piece. The first one is what we discussed, whether or not, why not learn Chazaka, why not apply Chazaka, the question of, Kinyan, but Kinyan Aguf, that discussion with the Rajba, that's, I think, very important, either technically, but especially conceptually. Then comes the second contribution of the Ramban, and that is his, take on the Balei Tosfos conclusion, which is that, again, more fundamental, very fundamental, that Ufarkinan Kiva Dashkechan Chalipin Papakas Mishava Pruta Lav Torah Kesafim Konin Avilikashay Shava Pruta Elachidoshu Shechid Shabem Torah Klomar Din Acherhu. And I think the Rajba just took it even a step further, as we discussed yesterday, like it's Dinhu Vein Shovi and so on. The Ramban did it without the Matano Manas Lahaksir or Kniyam Manas Lahaknos part. He just did that simply on the basis of Lesson of Pruta. I believe that's the Ramban and the Rajba Lashitasim. I'll elaborate in a second. Meaning the Rajba may be Laor, what he says in Shavuos, having a different perspective on Kalim, Pachasvi, Pruta, and so on. But either way. Another good line in the Ramban here, Hilkochein Chalipin Konimbo, his line that the fact that Ufarkin Kim da Ashkechan Chalipin Pachas Bishar Pruta Labatars Kesefim Konin El Kiddushuch Shekech Torah. One second, I'm not getting it. I'm looking for a line that's 1 second. V'nira Dachi Kamina Miikara. The chalipin bechalal kichahem umidin kesef. Originally we thought it was kesef shuriba. Pilkachaf bechalal kicha umfarkin and kivadashim paksim shabapruta labatar is kesefim konin afilu kishiyesh behem shabapruta. Right, meaning the norm is reflected by the pachos, not by the it's the pachos isn't an exception. Elikidush shkitcha Torah, etc. So that is the second chiddush. The third chiddush of the Ramban is his reading of Rashi. He says, "Well, mixas on uschos kasa ben b'kanya nafsha notos l'pirish Rashi." He gears us a halachos, and then his answer. This is what I'm referring to. V'yesh liyashe ba dekol chalipin degabe isha kichalipin depakas mishavapruta ninhu, meaning vis-a-vis her, according to Rashi, or according to that girsa, we're always thinking when we see chalipins like a neon sign saying, "Oh, you know, this could have been done pakas mishavapruta." Again, it's the rule, but not because of some, therefore, not because, therefore, that it's completely excluded from Kesef, but the matona manas lahaksilo kanya bi'isha, the basar hanad, the besof azla, velo mekanya nafsho, could be the name of that's his point, that to connect it to matona manas lahaksir, based on the Gemara above the base, and there he elaborates on that too. But the idea being that you require some sort of Kesef shel hanad. My speculation is that if the Rambam hadn't developed that idea in Parakeh Halacha Chav Dalid, and as the Avnei Miluim correctly points out, we'll be speaking more about this, also in the Kaddish B'Milva, where the Rambam also seems to talk about this idea that you need Kesef Shalhana, I don't know whether the Ramban would have picked up on it and suggested or projected it for Rashi. That I'm just not sure of. But either way, this is the third chiddush. That's the chiddush of the Ramban for Rashi. And if you take that view, of course, you just don't even get to ask the questions that the Bali Tosas ask. But once you say that, you could also suggest that is another perspective on distinguishing between chalipin and, I'm not saying this for Rashi now, I'm saying once we have this idea between chalipin and kesef. In other words, we have, we've seen the gamut. We've seen people who think that chalipin is kin and das, and that chalipin is a barter, which is very different than kesef. And then we've seen people who think that chalipin is barter, but in that sense, it's a subcategory of kesef, and you have to figure out, because there's value and there's barter. Then we saw that the ksos, right, has this idea in explaining the Tosas Rid, that really what chalipin is the Taz's view of kesef, but we paskin like the sma, meaning it's the difference in kesef between kinyan kesef and shovi. That's another place to draw the line, right? That's what the Taz thinks is kesef, the Tosas Rid thinks is the difference between kesef and chalipin. Right? That's just a very, and by the way, the Xos repeats this. He says this on Chavtes base, right? And he says it again in the Chufa, and he also says it in Chavtes Yud Beis, when he talks about the Shulta Giborim, points out that the Shulta Giborim is, as often is, an extension of the Tosas Rid. Okay. But in light of this whole Ramban and Rambam and so on, one could argue that even if you take a view, again, that Chalipin is a lot closer to Kesef, maybe the difference between Chalipin and Kesef is the idea of Kesef Shalhana. Right? Not the difference between Shovi and Kinyan, or Tchilas Shovi or Kinyan, but the idea of a Kesef Shalhana'a, as opposed to just a formal Kesef. Maybe that's Gufa, and again, Kalipin Estayi B'Pachas Mishavapruta is the way of establishing that even when there is a Shavapruta, it's not viewed and in terms of as a category as Kesef Shalhana. So that's another place to draw the line if they're close, as is Rabbeinu Tam's idea that there's a difference, maybe that's the idea of Rabbeinu Tam, but maybe the idea of Rabbeinu Tam and Sefer Yasher is more the difference between Kesef and Shava Kesef. So there are different in plotting the, you know, the point on the graph, you know, there we've really encountered in the sugya quite a few examples of this distinction. Okay. So again, this idea of Kesef Shalhana, which I think is important, we will encounter again when we talk more about Matanu Manas L'Hachzir, and when we speak, especially for the Rambam, and when we speak about Mekadesh B'Milva, we're going to encounter it. There's a very famous a letter in the back of the Chidushi Agriz. Again, I just don't want to do it right now, where he talks about this idea applied to Orev and Eved Knani. And the Rambam Shita in particular, the Rambam seems to be emphasizing in Orev and Eved Knani, the Gemara has on Daf Zayin, make it clear, that there's a form of Kiddushin, which is Midin, Tein Manu Leploni V'Kaddish Anilach, Orev, and then of Eved Knani, and then there's Mishum Shneim. And then, of course, we have, Nesina L'Adam Chashuv. These are some of the Gemaras on, which we'll discuss. Basically, the Griz, or Velvel, just discusses the fact that it seems like the Rambam treats the focus of Eved Knani and Arev differently in Choshe Mishpat, right, than he does in Hilchos Mechira, in other words, or Hilchos Malva V'Lovev, than he does in Ishus. That in Ishus, he seems to always be emphasizing the Hana component. So Velvel says, yeah, that seems to be the Rambam's perspective, that Kiddushin, unlike Dine Maminis, even in the same Kenyan, requires the emphasis of Kesef Shalhana. That's the same idea. And of course, the more expansive it is, the more it isn't a coincidence, and it's something fundamental. I don't think it's a coincidence that the Rambam, you know, with his view on Kenyan and the role the Kenyan plays in Kiddushin, is the one who's projecting that this particular Kenyan, right, doesn't just a chalosa kinyan, it's a maisa kinyan, it's part of the hagdara of Kiddushin, and in addition to that, it has like the built-in message, not a value, right, it's not the amount, but the idea of hana, the idea of kavod, etc. I think this is also connected to the Rambam's view about isurei hana, and especially the Rambam doesn't seem to distinguish, and we'll talk about this also more fully, between Yisur HaNo D'Rabban and Yisur HaNo D'Raisa, and Mekadesh B'Yisur HaNo. Because again, he'll take the view that, if you can't be Nena from it, even if I'll pidin in other areas that might be considered Kesef or Shava Kesef or something, then maybe Lagabe Kiddushin, it's just not enough. So the Rambam's idea that there's Kinyan here, it's so prominent, and yet it's adjusted in a way that's pretty subtle, but pretty powerful, is, I think, a very crucial idea. And we've already talked about what the relationship to his Matana Amnas L'Achzir is. Again, some of the Rishonim, are very bothered by this connection, as we know, between Chalip and we talked about the Balitosis and Girsav Rav Haigon and the Ram's discussion of the Rif. You know, but there's a group of Rishonim who, you know, kind of rebel against the view that there's a connection. And they say, well, what are you saying? That Matana Manas L'Achzir is Midin Chalipin? Right? This is a question that, you know, even the Balitosis ask, right? If Matana Manas L'Achzir is really Midin Chalipin, so if we say Ein Mabea Nikna B'Chalipin, you know, how are you going to have Matana Manas L'Achzir? So again, they're taking it literally. They're really discussing, is Chalipin a Chisaron of Matana Manas L'Achzir? Which is the way the Ramban and others put it, is Matana Manas L'Hachzir and the Ran, for the Rambam, a Chisaron in Chalipin, right? In other words, the ones who are taking seriously or weighing this equation, in some cases are really, you know, trying to figure out which is the category, which is the subsumed or applied case. And we saw this already with the Ran and the Ramban even earlier, Tani Tana B'Delo Tanya, you know, they're trying to explain it, you know, which is it? Which, because there are problems in either way. You know, chalipin, if you based on the Gemara and the Darim, so it's a smatano menas lahachzer, or better even, more precisely, right? According to, as some Rishonim point out, as the Ksos points out, kniel menas lahaknos, fine. You know, or vice versa, if you take the language of the Gemara and Vamid base, matano menas lahachzer doesn't work because chalipin doesn't work. So then they're asking all these kind of questions. Well, do we really paskin in the Darim that b'di'eved, you know, if he was a tafas lo, you know, if he seems like the verse says tafas lo mafkina mine, right? We'll get back to that in a minute. In the case of saying that every matanu not saying chalipin every matanu manas lachzer, but the other way matanu manas lachzer is every chalipa is chalipin. So then you get the question that these Rishonim ask, which is, well, how come Madbeya ain't nikna b'chalipin? The common denominator of both perspectives on the equation, whether it's in one direction or the other, is the fact that they're taking it literally. And what I'm suggesting is that for the Rambam and for the Gemara, number one, according to maybe is a gear so that they're just two different dinim. Fine. But even if they are connected, what I'm suggesting is that the connection is the common denominator. It's the idea of kesef shel hana, or the role that that kinyan plays in ishus, both of which, right, exclude for different, you know, reasons maybe, but for a common denominator, matano menas lahachzer and chalipin. So it's not that chalipin's midin matano menas lahachzer, maybe even if you pass in the other way. Although maybe the fact that the tendency is typically to return the chayfetz, even if it isn't the law, but it is an indicator of what we're emphasizing in chalipin. It's moving it, you know, more away from typical kesef, simply kesef with a kli. We'll get to that. But and vice versa, chalipin isn't matano menas lahachzer or kniel menas lahaknos necessarily, and kniel menas lahaknos or matano menas lahachzer is not chalipin. But what they're sharing in common is exactly, you know, this idea of what is needed in Kiddushin and what is absent in both of these cases. They can be absent for different reasons. Now, once that's true, so then we, you know, have a better, I think, way to, you know, to solve the problem of the Rajba, right, from the Ksos's question. Again, what did the Ksos ask in Siman Peches Sivkatan Aleph? How can the Rajba be mistapek about klipachus mishava pruta? Then maybe it'll work with kedushin, right? It's an explicit gemara in kedushin, not gimel amid aleph, right? We're saying that even chalipin de isnayu is no good, kavachomer, the pachus mipruta itself. And then we had the discussion with the nesivas, right? That Michael just now, you know, reconfirmed was an interesting issue, right? And an open one, even as we were trying to apply it, you know. And that is, doesn't matter whether or not the kli that we're talking about is a kind of formal kemanda pasuk dami, or it's really a kli mesuya. And the Nesivas thinks it matters, and the Ksos says, number one, there's no evidence that we make such a chiluk in the Rajba, that's true. And number two, al pidin, who cares, as long as it's formally a kli, because kemanda pasuk dami, it has the same, it's a beged, right? But I think that there's an interesting question there, right? If indeed the idea is that a kli, pachas mipruta, even though it doesn't have shiur, shava pruta, but it has a shame, momon of some sort, and certainly a shame, shovi. Fine. But the question still, even if you, whether you accept that answer or not, the question remains a very good question. You know, what will the Rajba do with the Gemara? So what I was suggesting at the end of yesterday's shir was that if you look carefully at the Rajba, again, the Rajba here could be different than the Rajba, not, no, Rishonim weren't always consistent across Masechtas. We know that. At the same time, as I've said many times, default, you know, we, you know, even if Rishonim don't have to be consistent across Masechtas, we should make a little bit of an effort to see if they could be. And, you know, when it works out, it's worth, you know, thinking about. So in this case, I think it just works out amazingly. Because the Rajba here, when he's trying to explain, And the language is very pointed, right, that chalipin is not kesef, it's a din, and it's not the shovi at all. Again, you can see, the Ramban you know, began the process in his formulation. And the in a way, the Bali Tosis did. The Ramban took it further, and the Rajba's taking it further than that. But unlike the Ramban, who is being tole completely on Isnayu B'Pachas Mishava Pruta, albeit explaining that that's not an inferior Chalipin, and it's not an exception to Chalipin, but it is something that characterizes Chalipin, that part the Rajba totally agrees with. But the Rajba basically adds, because he wants to integrate the Gemara in Vav Mud Beis, so he adds an important point. Again, for the Ramban, Vav Mud Beis is important to explain the girsa of Makanya Nafsha for Rashi. That's very important. But for the Rajba, Vav Mud Beis is important. Vav Mud Beis and the Darim, you know, by extension, right, Manches, is important also in explaining the line of Chalipin Isnayu B'Pachasim Shavpruta Vishu B'Pachasim Shavpruta Lo Mikni. Right, there's no, you don't have to say that necessarily, but if you really do put together Vav Mud Beis and Nedarim, right, Kni Al Manas L'Haknos, and our Gemara, it's very appealing, you know, to say that these aren't totally different dinim, but that there's an overlap and a common denominator. It's still an additional step to say we wouldn't be saying that, you know, Ein Isha Niknes B'Chalipin Biglal She'Chalipin Isdayu B'Pachas Mishava Pruta V'Isha B'Pachas Mishava Pruta L'Mikin Menafshe, right, if we weren't also integrating the Kniya Manas L'Haknos Matano Manas L'Hachzer idea. So why does the Rajba think that we need that? Right? I don't know the answer. It could be because of the Rajba in Shavuos. Or maybe it's simply in its own right. I mean, he's just bothered by the question that all Rishonim are bothered by, and that is, you know, maybe Chalipin Isnayu B'Pachas Mishava Pruta is an exception. It's not the rule. Maybe it's a narrow, maybe it's an inferior, you know, Chalipin, but still within Chalipin, but it doesn't characterize. Or maybe he's bothered by, it doesn't matter. It just all works well. But at the end of the day, what the Rajba is saying is that if it had only been here, if it had only been, you know, Matano Manas L'Hachzer / Kniya Manas, he emphasizes Kniya Manas L'Hachzer. If it had only been Isnayu B'Pachas Mipruta, then either one of these alone might have been treated as an aberration. And it certainly wouldn't have excluded Lamala Mipruta, even for Kiddusha Isha. That's where he parts company with the Ramban. But because of both, each one reinforces that the other is not an aberration. Each one highlights that this is a din and not a shovi. And once that is the case, then we understand why two things, and now it becomes possible to integrate it with the Rajba and Shavuot. If there might be an open safek, whether a kli, which is given b'toras kesef, or shame kesef, or shovi, or whatever you want to say, is sufficient for kedusha. Just like it might be sufficient for, you know, Ein Bezin is Kokin L'Pachas Mishava Pruta, or Hoda Shava Pruta, you know, in Shavuos, right? Because in that basically what the Rajba is saying. The Rajba is saying, I'm a stopek, I think there are two dinim. There's a din of shame kesef, there's a din of sheer Shava Pruta. Which dinim depend on which? Right, just like Beis Shammai thought that Kiddushin requires a dinar. I go back to the discussion of Bant and Rabbanai for a minute, right? And he doesn't think that dinar is the Rubicon of kesef. He just thinks that in addition to kesef, let's say according to Beis Shammai, you need also a certain shiur of dinar. Maybe also it's a shiur, by the way, of kavod and hana. And as for Bant and Rabbanai, you know, again, that's when you get to batla daita itzel kol adam kind of ideas. And what we mean, do we mean lo plug? Do we mean there's an objective level of kesef shel, you know, kavod yaseira or hana yaseira, whatever it is, but you get the point. So too, there's something called kli, is a shame kesef, and then there's something called a shir shava pruta, which, you know, in the shiurim is maybe the smallest, but in a sense now at least overlaps a little more with dinar in that it isn't the Rubicon of shame kesef, it's the Rubicon of, you know, shiurim and shovi. Fine. Right? So you want to know which dinim depend on which. Halacha. But that's all fine. when we're still relating to it, Betoras, Shame, Kesef, or Shava Kesef, whatever you want to call it. But what the Gemara is telling us is that Chalipin is a din, and it's not midin any of these things. It's a kinyan of barter, it's a kinyan of das, it's one of the, but if it's the barter, it's the barter which is further away, you know, from the Kesef, right? Ah, so Betoras Chalipin, right? It's the Pachas Mishava Pruta isn't viewed, you know, as giving Shem Kesef, right? Nothing is viewed as giving Shem Kesef Betoras Chalipin. Because it isn't just the fact that it's less than a Pruta. We could all live with that very easily because we know that our Kalim less than a Pruta that I have a Shem Kesef. But if it's less than, if it's the Shem Kesef, right, then it shouldn't work B'kni Almanas, you know, Lahaknos. So the fact that it is both K'ni Almanas Lahaknos and Pachos shows you that the Pachos here, instead of being an aberration, meaning it really is B'toras Kesef, it just doesn't have Shir Shavar Pruta, what we're really saying is, no, we don't care about any of that because we're just not looking at that in terms of value, we're looking at it as a din. So Dafka, the Rajba's reading of the Gemara, allows you to understand the Gemara, but not necessarily to project it when you're being Mekadesh, B'toras Kesef, and it's not K'ni Almanas Lahaksir. So if that's the case, then we've solved the problem. Now the Ksos himself does suggest this idea that but not exactly as it's more in terms of multiple factors than the multiple factors defining, you know, the nature or characterization of Chalipin. He also does not note that the Rajba Lashitaso, you know, works out very well with this idea. But he does in another piece. Where's the other piece? I think I told you to look at it. Lamed Aleph Vav. Anybody see Lamed Aleph Vav? Eli, you saw Lamed Aleph Vav? You went to sleep last night and your intellectual, spiritual curiosity did not impel you to see Lamed Aleph Vav?
No, I did.
Oh, you didn't go to sleep last night?
I got it.
You don't say anymore.
In my sleep?
What?
But the Mal did teach me Lamed Aleph Vav in my sleep last night.
By the way, the Malach sends regards. He really enjoys those visits. The Magen Meisharim also. Okay, the Lamed Aleph Vav. Where's Lamed Aleph? Oh, I just brought my other one here. But Lamed Aleph Vav, just to show that we're on the same. Again, the other Ksos, as we know, just leaves a Betzarchiyah. That's the one, the Ksos in the Ksos. Lisa Petarki. The Avnei Milui, Milam Alapov. Yeah.
In the for the Christians, the Ksos and the Rashba.
Yeah.
Is it in the Rashba says in that piece of Jewish that the Kli Pol Shavuputa is really worth the Shavuputa Yosef because of the Malach of it.
Right. I don't believe. Let me explain what I again. There are two ways to explain why Kli, even if it's less than a Pruta, would be treated for a certain dinim like a Pruta. One is the.
This is mean at the mouth.
What? Yeah, instead. No, that was obvious. The one is the accumulative approach, right? No, the tovatra. I mean, you know, lo nitna Torah le malachei asharis. That's a good thing. You know, you're like in the tradition of Moshe Rabbeinu. So, right. In the Sifta Derekia, the Rabbeinu Shalom is quoting you. He's not quoting, you know. Gavriel or Michael or
not even
ready. Well, I was trying to be. Anyway, there are two ways to explain the Rashba. One is the, and I think Achronim really take two views. One is the accumulative approach, namely that a kli pakas mi pruta is that taking those words literally is really a pruta because, you know, over time, like if you have a little needle. Right, so the needle in the shuk, you know, is worth a third of a penny, or a third of a pruta, say, right? But you know, if you were to assess the lifetime function that the machat gives you, what I'm calling the accumulative approach, you know, I don't know if it's going to get there, you know, very high, but it's certainly going to go over a pruta at a certain point. If you had to each time buy, any time you needed a machat, you had to buy one, right? So that's one perspective. And then you might really say that the pshat is that it doesn't have a shame kesef in its own right, but it gives you a shir of a pruta in over time. I think, personally, that the Rashba didn't mean that. I think what he meant was, you know, kind of chazilitz darufe. It goes back to something we talked about yesterday anyway. Right, we say chatzi shir is asur min haTorah because chazilitz darufe. Shita bar Yochanan. So there are two perspectives in the Rishonim and the Achronim. One is that really chatzi shir is zero, but it's chazilitz darufe. The mechayev is chazilitz darufe. And they call it a siyag baraisa, if you want, and some people really see it that way. And therefore, even if intrinsically it's zero, its chazilitz darufeness, right, is a reason to. But probably it's exeira daraisa, so there's no tochen, but it's aser. The other way to look at chatishir or chazilitz darufe is that what I said yesterday, which is zero plus zero is always going to be zero. So we don't really care about chazil, and it's not a siag daraisa. So we don't really care about chazilitz darufe, you know, per se, if chazilitz darufe doesn't reflect that even in the shorter term, even in the narrower term, this is really has a shame chelev, or at least a shame macholas asuros. I don't want to talk about this here right now, but right, or whatever it is, or if we're talking about a gezel, if it doesn't have a shame gezel or nigza chevetz hagazel, right, then the fact that, you know, at a siag daraisa level, if you would do more, you would end up stealing a pruta. It's not a siag daraisa, that wouldn't bother us. Zero plus zero plus zero plus zero, you know, it always still zero. So what we mean when we say chazilitz darufe is the fact that it's chazilitz darufe shows you that even if it isn't the shiur, it still has the shame gezel or the shame chelev, or if it doesn't have the shame chelev because it's an Yisr klali, so it has the shame macholos asuros. Understand what I'm saying? So in that sense, the capacity to accumulate isn't the koveya, the capacity to accumulate. So, for example, what will be if, you know, there's chazilitz darufe, but there isn't a shame, or if there's a shame, but there's no chazilitz darufe in a real sense, like the Meiri's discussion in Chatzi Shir, like let's say you eat it at the end of the day and you couldn't possibly eat two, right? But had you eaten it earlier, it would be mitzdarev. So there's no siag daraisa, you know, at this point, because you can't do it, even if you try. But, you know, in the sense that chazilitz darufe as a shiur in the cheftza, having a shame, that you have. Right? So this is, I don't want to get chatz shir. The same idea here. Did the Rashba mean, when he said his chiddush, right, that, you know, really, a kli, we really define shovi, you know, in a certain sense, and cheftza shel mamon on the basis of the price in the shuk at the moment. We'll discuss it more. However, since over time it accumulates, so the accumulation itself is the koveya. In a way, there's no shame kasef, but there is a shava pruta. I personally think that the Rashba is saying the opposite. Meaning he's saying the chazilitz darufe in the sense that, you know, in time this will add up. And it is a davar hamesuyam, and it's a cheftza shell, you know, has erech and chashivos, and therefore, even though shir shavapruta is always defined by the shuk and the moment, right, but it wouldn't be the fact that it's causing its truth, it gives it a shame kesef, or the fact that it's a davar chashiv gives it a shame kesef. Now, depending on which thing you think the Rashba is saying, you know, when you plug it in and he's mistop, again, most important for the one could have, if one was a Rashba person, right, in this issue, one could have, if he didn't write it the way he did, he could have said, well, either pachos mi pruta, a kli pachos mi pruta is not have the status of kasef, or it does, but it's across the board, whatever, just take a position. We can understand both positions. By, because there aren't two dinim, there's one din, right, and either it reaches the threshold, or it doesn't, either for the accumulative approach or for the shir and the cheftza approach. What's great about the Rashba, what's added benefit for the Rashba, what's so exciting about the Rashba, is that on the one hand, you know, he you know, is promoting this idea, as no one ever explicitly did as clearly explicitly before, at the same time, in a very complex way, because he's mistapek, and his suffek isn't all or nothing. His suffek is, yeah, for certain things this is going to work, for certain things this is not going to work, and we're really trying to test in the hey prutos or whatever, you know, what does me'ila depend on, what does kedusha depend on, what does you know, niskakin depend on, and so on and so forth, which also, of course, opens the, you know, the possibility that this isn't the only nafkamina. What will you say about Isuri Nadrabana? What will you say about Shabbat Kesef? What will you say about something which is, you know, in different markets has different values, or what I call the Chayshin and Shabbat Shabbat Pruta B'madai issue, and so on. So what the Rajma is saying is our two dinim. Now, which of those two dinim does Kesef have and which one is it missing? That, I think, is a machlokas achronim within the Rajma. If you ask me my personal read or predilection, it's my personal read, and I also admit that it's influenced by my personal predilection. And that is not to interpret it the accumulative way, but to interpret it in the more Shem Kesef versus Shabbat Pruta way. But I agree, one could...
If you go with the first read, then Sosa's problems fall away.
If you go to the accumulative approach,
yeah.
How does it go away exactly?
All the Gemaras, which say Shabbat Kesef, the point of Rashba is Gufa. It is Shabbat Kesef. So point.
And how would you get out of the Gemara in Andav Gimel?
Because that's only Pachim Shabbat Pruta.
But he's mistopic about a Kli Pachim Shabbat Pruta. The Gemara is saying you can't even be Mekadesh.
He might be reading the Gemara as saying net worth when assessing the worth based on its law, which is what he thinks we should be assessing based on.
Oh, you mean it's more practical?
So your average.
Oh, you're saying not only to read the Rajma that way, but then to apply it, like in each case, to see whether it really has that ability.
Yeah.
I hear that. I particularly don't like that reading of the Rajma. Nothing personal. But if you want to read it that's even if you read it the accumulative way, you're adding another element and saying, well, if you read it the accumulative way, then you could also limit it in certain cases or for certain applications, right? So that is definitely a very legitimate point of view. It really limits the Rajba significantly. I don't believe in that limitation, but I hear it. And then you're right. If you would apply it that way, that's an interesting point. But the way I'm reading it is that he's really saying something very fundamental.
This isn't
and I just think
it's a very fundamental perspective on how he assesses value.
No, I understand. 100%. I'm not dismissing what you're saying at all. I'm agreeing it's possible. If you ask me, do I think that's what the Rajba means, and that's the answer here, I really don't. But I wouldn't be surprised that you'll find other Achronim will say that. They definitely say the accumulative idea in the Rajba. That for sure. Anyway, I just want to get the Xosin just one more second. Yeah, I'm sorry, you want to... Yeah.
Just to clarify, I mean, even the Rashba would have to agree to some type of idea of, I guess, Kesef Shahana by Isha, because otherwise how are we going to be Mechalak to Karva? Because Karva, we know that it's the Apokisha Yeshua, Pachos Mishara prove their workers.
Okay, that's a good Hara.
And you still have to say that, right?
Right, and I think that works, that's fine.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good point, I didn't think of that. Anyway, so there's the other the Ksosa, I say, pretty much throws up his hands in Simon Peches. He says, like, you know, Tamua Rajba, right? And then the Nesivas tried, and then the Ksosa and the Mishovim and the Nesivas said, I don't think that's correct, right? And then, you know, Michael and I are kind of working on it, right? So, and that's not sure how much of Michael's thing is about the scarf or how much is it, you know, really about. He's like, it's about the issue. Part. Yeah, okay. So my suspicions are not completely wrong. But the Ksos himself revisited this in the Avnei Miluim in Simon Lamed Aleph Sif Katan Vav, where he says, just very quickly, he quotes the Rajba in Shavuos, then he says, V'sefer Ksos HaChoshen, Simon Peches, Hochachnu Delo Mahani, Pachat Mishor Pruta Filo Bekli. Then he says, V'hinei, and this is good, because right, lefi masha kasa, and this fits in perfectly with what you just said, which is kind of what I've been saying, but you're saying it more frontally in a way. Lefi masha kasa v'ti b'avni miluim simen chavtes siv katan beis, right? B'shitas harambam perakei hilchos ishas halacha chavdalid, which of course is that that's Kesef Shalana, right? The Kesef Matana Manas LaHachzir Dinim Kudeshes Mishum De Lo Nenesim Tachzir Mishum De Isha Lo Mikne Nafshel Banas Shava Pruta the Kol Shein Nenes Apa Gav the Matana Manas LaHachzir Shmei Matana, right? Bemecher Kana Val Bekidushi Shel Kana Mishum De Kidushi Shel Boy Hana. Had Amru Helech Matana Manas Tachzir Kula Kana Bar Mishel Sheni Shum Tumsum Kalipin. I know the Havel Kimbo Kalipin De Leis Be Hana. Right here, at least, he's emphasizing not that it is Chalipin or that Chalipin is Matana Manas L'Hachzir, right? But that here, too, for the first time, he's emphasizing the common denominator overlap. And then he says, V'tamad the Chalipin lo mahani nam li fish ein anedis. V'od lo mahani b'toris Chalipin k'shanas ansuda l'gamri du regilus the Chalipin amanas l'Hachzir vein anedis. It's very important. I'll get to in a second. I mean, do you have to really paskin that Chalipin is Kniya Manas L'Haknos or Matana Manas L'Hachzir? Or is it fine to say, well, this is what people do? Who cares what people do? Right? If you're really saying it's Midin, Matana Manas L'Haknos, so, and if they don't do it, are you going to be Mechalek? So most, in most, I'd say 95% of the cases, people give back the Suda, or 75%. Who cares? Right? The fact is that you can insist on keeping it if you want. If you can, that's what simple reading of the Gemara is. Why do we care what Pope people are regiling? It to such an extent that you know, again, Tosus, let's remember, Tosus rejects the fundamental link because Tosus says it just isn't true. Because the Gemara in the Darim seems to say, La Halacha, that in Tafas, Lo Mafkina Mineh, are Tosus on Vav Amud Beis, right? The Ramban and the Ran, you know, answer to that is, no, that's a dichuya bialma. Right? It's a dichuya bialma. Really, the Gemara is saying, maybe you could say that, but really, really, we paskin that tafas mafkina mine. But the simple reading of the Gemara, you know, is that the Gemara wasn't chozer on it, like the Ramban and the Ran. And therefore, the Bali Tosas have a good point, if you're really going to say. But isn't there a good point, even a good point, right? Even if it's not midin, but if you would add need it as a sniff or as an indicator? Ah. So if you ask me, I'm sorry, I'm interrupting the Xos for a second, but if you ask me, I would say no. Because you don't need Chalipin to be midin, matano manas l'Hachzir, kniya manas l'Haknos. We're trying to figure out whether the fact that Isnayu Pachas Mipruta is an aberration, right, or the rule. Is it a lesser Chalipin, or is it an indication of the Ikar Chalipin? Or, another point, right, if you hold like the Rajba in Shavuos, so maybe the fact that Isnayu Pachas Mipruta is not damaging at all. You'll say it is Ikar, or it's not a lesser, but who cares? That's because it's a Shem Kesef. Dafka, according to the Rajba, reading the Gemara becomes so much more, not just more difficult for the Rajba in Shavuos, but in light of the Rajba in Shavuos, it becomes difficult to read the Gemara here. Like, what's a big deal that it's not a puppet's Mishav Pruta? For anybody but the Rajba, it's a big deal. It shows that we're dealing with Mammon or Kesef, but for the Rajba, it's not such a big deal. You know, let's assume even in Kiddushe Kesef that he held that you need Shir Shavapruta, I'll take my formulation, and not Shem Kesef, that it was one of those. Okay. But the fact that he's willing to acknowledge that in certain areas, Pachas Mipruta, a Kli, is still as a Shem Kesef, it still kind of dilutes the power of the language of the Gemara and of Gimel Amud Aleph. Right? Right? So how are we what's the antidote for the Rajba? Take me back to me for a moment, Lishitaso. That's why it's not enough. That's what I'm trying to say. That's the Lishitaso. That's why, unlike the Ramban, doesn't think it's enough. You need the other part. But if you need the other part, then you need it, don't you? Here's where I would say no, not necessarily. Meaning, even if you take the Gemara, like the Bali Tosas Reda Kipshuto, which is that b'di'evenim tafas lo mafkina minei. Maybe you could still, I'm not saying the Rajba says this, but I'm saying one could say this. Because the fact that people are knowing to return it, even if they could stand on their rights and keep it, still indicates that we don't look at Chalip and Pachas Mipruta as a din in Shem Kesef, an expanded Kesef, or more flexible kasef, we really look at it as din acher. What people do here, right? Puk chazim amadavar, that the their race, you know, instinct, you know, which is to treat chalipin this way, just like I was talking about, you know, the puk chazim amadavar, which is, in this case, it's not wrong or right. It's just what they how they relate to it. You know, Kal Yisrael's instincts are telling you something. You know, just like when the Rambam said, you know, about Kinyan Sudar, that, you know, people think you need this when you don't need it. They think it works when it doesn't work. Just that the people are wrong. Or the people are right. They're narrowly wrong, but they're on to something. Right? When we talked about Los Achmod a couple of years back, you know, the Gemara uses the expression in Bab Metzia, le'inshi belo dami mashmalu. So this is the Machlokas Rishonim, the inshi are right or the inshi are wrong? And if the inshi are wrong, why are we quoting it? You know, sometimes the people just get it wrong and they need to be educated. Sometimes, you know, even when the people are narrowly wrong, right, they're tapping into, they're attuned to something bigger, so they might be wrong, but we should be respectful of their mistake and, you know, and apply it when it's right. Okay. So that's what I would say here. Im kein mashom v'chalipin esnai v'pachim v'shom v'pruta, says the Ksos, the Anibili. Hainu kivin demahani afilo menas lahatsir hare ein lo shom v'pruta. He's saying it a little bit differently. Not just the people, you know, may appear, it doesn't matter whether it's amenas, so even less than a pruta and amenas lahatsir. See, he's saying it a little bit differently than what I'm saying the Rashba. But I want to show that what he's saying for the Rashba is that when you combine pachas mipruta and amenas lahatsir, that's a juggernaut. That is already too much. And that's the problem of chalipin, and that problem of chalipin doesn't apply in kesa. The isha pachas mishom pruta l'mekanyin afsha. Im ken afila b'kli t'havalei mamon, afila pachas mipruta, hainu kishenosein legamri is a kli. Avo chalipin amenas lahachsir, nami leis be'anoa klum. So here, he's giving an answer for the Rashba, which he didn't give in the Ksos. Later on, he figured a good answer. What's the answer? If you combine Pachas Mipruta and Amanas Lahachzir, even the Rashba is going to say you lost it. By the way, that works better for my reading of the Rashba than the cumulative one, I think. Or no? Well, maybe not. Maybe not. Because if you give it back, you don't have it to accumulate?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I guess it will work either way. 100%. Doesn't so your Maggid is still good.
What?
Your Maggid is still good.
Yeah, I was just going to confer with him.
Okay. Let me know what happens. Or actually, don't let me know what happens. So the way, all I want to say is that the Avnei Miluim here is providing an avenue. I want to take the avenue and make 2 points about it, 3 points about it. Number one, the Rashba himself does this in Kiddushin. That's his Kiddush beyond the Ramban. That's the evolved, you know, process. It went from Tosis to the Ramban to the Rashba. Number two, I think one could say this, and here, not necessarily for the Rashba, on the basis of what, of the mistake of people, not mistake, not, it's not a mistake here, that on the basis of the noheg, what people typically do with Sudar, to me, even if they don't have to, is a reflection. That's a little bit different than the way the Avnei Miluim is saying. He's saying, oh, what you gain from the kli, Pachas Mipruta, but it's a kli, you lose by making it Amanas Lahachzir. I'm saying that relationship is, you know, in a case of Amanas Lahachzir, he's saying. What I'm saying is, I like the idea that you could read the Gemara in Adarim and still say this, but not because even in those cases it still works, but because the people are onto something and it's a fundamentally, it's not barter even. Is what we're saying. It's a kinyan das, right? And it's about it's the common denominator. It's not the combined elements. So it's in the Rashba. It's not based only on when you do it that way, but what the people think. And again, it's not the way the Avnei Miluim has it. Is oh, if you have two strikes against you. You don't have a shir shavapruta, and you don't have the hana of keeping it. Even the Rashba will say it falls under, you know, the rubric. And what I'm saying is, no, not exactly that, but that what makes Kesef immune, right, to Shavapruta, right, is undercut by saying it's a fundamentally, you know, either Kinyan Manas Lahaknos or Almatan Manas Lahaksir kind of a transaction in its character, meaning we're not relating to it as a Chefta Shel Shovi in that way either. Okay? So that is what I wanted to add to that. Just to complete the cycle of the Chachmei Svarad, the Ritva also weighs in on this sugya. Here again, the linguistic evolution is good and important. Again, the Ramban already, Polytos is already trying to say, you know, that this is something different than Kesef, obviously. Ramban is already going further with that. The Rajba is going a much bigger step further, calling it dinim and so on, the din and not the shovi and so on. The Ritva also just has a good formulation. Anybody know it? Moshe? Av and Tolda. He says the Havamina was that this is a Tolda of Kesef, and the Maskon is it's an Av Bifnei Atzma. That's just a terrific way of saying it. I'm not sure if Rabbeinu Tam and Sefer Yashar really thinks that's true. He might have thought that it was, you know, the same Av or the same Tolda, and now he thinks it's a Tolda. Again, Rabbeinu Tam and Sefer Yashar certainly wants to have a cake and eat it too. He wants to plug it into Chavavam and Aleph, right? Even as it doesn't work in Eved Ivri, it doesn't work in Isha, right? But either way, the Ritva's formulation is very good. Abba Fnei Atzmo. It's also important, it's Exeris HaKasuv, right, that you need Kesef or Mamon. He has the perspective of Bota Daito for Rashi also. But he also has another very good line, again, which I think works with this, namely Moshe. What other good line? He is focused on something that most Rishonim do not focus on here. And then he says, but, you know, lo tzrichim lahagzim. It's impossible not to recall because it's so unforgettable. Avrami? No, I'm just joking. Avrami? Moshe? Excellent. Matbeah. The Ritva asks the question, essentially. That's part of his contribution. Again, this is like, you know, you see from the Chachmei Svarad, they're just like, you know, they're running with it. Moshe, what does he do? Why do you need to say... Yeah? Very good question, seemingly. Like, what do we have to worry with, you know, Isnai B'Pokas B'Shavu Pruta? Why not prove that it's not Kesef by virtue of the fact that Ein Matbeah Nasa Chalipin? And it's not just that it's a discrepancy, because then he could have asked about Peiri too, right? But it's even more than that. It's a sharper question. Why, Moshe? Why? What are we trying to prove here? Yeah, we're trying to prove that it's not Kesef. So is there a greater proof that it's not Kesef than the fact that it doesn't work with Hamadeya? Right? That's how he puts it, correct? What's his answer? You have it there?
Yeah, but you can remember the Hamad, right? He came to know that the Kesef chain of Shabbos, there's a custom of being
So what do you make of that? The answer is that alone would not have proved that it's a Tolda. Or that it's an Av Bifnei Atzmo. Maybe it would have been I'm using the language now. Maybe it would have been a Tolda, or a different Tolda. But it wouldn't prove it's an Av Bifnei Atzmo. Why not? It's Exeris HaKasuv. You need a Kli. It's the requirement of Kli, not the rejection of Matbeah. But what do you make of that? And that could have been true. Therefore, Pokus Mipruta is more dramatic, in his view. He's not the Rajba, right? So what do you make of that? In terms of, like, you know, we're trying to show here, one of the things that we're trying to show, like, this is a big topic, obviously. So we've been discussing Kalibin, we've been discussing the relationship to Kesef, we've been discussing, you know, the relationship between Kinyani Ish and Kinyani Sadeh. There are, like, four topics, you know, here. But in the plot of where does Kinyan end and Chalipin begin, and how radically different are there, what would you say about this rhythm? Excellent. I think that's exactly correct. Now, instead of simply saying it's a mysterious, you know, Xeris Akasu, I think what he's probably saying is that from Madbeya alone, meaning the need for a Kli, does not prove that this is not a told of the same Av. It may prove that it's not the Av, that we knew anyway, right? Even Rabbeinu Tam knows, you know, will acknowledge that. So for Rabbeinu Tam, what? It's Kesef and Shava Kesef. But maybe not also Shava Kesef, but Dafka Shava Kesef, right? Or if you want to take it even a step further, which is what Moshe just did, and I totally agree with him. So say it's, you know, it's Kesef. What is Kesef? Shovi. And the other one is Kinyan. Or, that's what the Xos is saying, the Xos is saying that the Tazrid says. Or, you know, say it's Kesef and Kesef Shalhana. That's what another proposal we're making. Or, say it's Kesef and barter, but not the barter that's, you know, purely formalistic. Let's say the barter that's also an exchange, but not an exchange that is assessed on the financial markets, right? But kli for kli, like for like, min bimino, something like that. That's, I think, what he's saying. So that is not totally, you know, disconnected or disentangled from Kesef, right? But it understandably requires a Kli. It Dafka requires a Kli, and Dafka excludes Matbeah, as we discussed. I mean, that's the, you know, like the Sugyas and Azav. What's Peira and what's Tiva, right? So that's what he's saying. But then by implication, Moshe, so then when he says, that's an easy one. The more difficult one is Chalipin Isnayab Apokos Mishavaputa. So what is he saying? It's a different Av. So either he's saying, don't think barter, you know, is a subcategory of Kesef. Barter is a din bifnei atzmo, it's barter. It's not just a different way to evaluate, but it's the exchange. It's a formalistic, maybe it's more like, again, like Kinyan than Chovi or something like that, or something totally different. It's just, you know, the trigger of, you know, the exchange of things. But that, or he's saying something like das, hard to know, right? But it is something more. It's a leap. Yeah.
You might conceive though of like someone like the Ritva in a parallel universe or someone else saying that specifically because this pasuk might be so. You know,
I'm not thrown by the parallel universe. Yeah, go ahead.
Might be so characteristic of Chalipin that add that to the list of, you know, of dinim which aren't aberrations.
What, Kli?
Yeah. You might have just concluded based off of that, like added to the list of Isnaya Bapakas Mishavapruta and Kinyan Almanas Lahaklos, basically just say.
I mean, you could have said differently than the Ritva, is what you're
saying.
Yeah,
meaning, and that would just be another great reason, meaning, especially right. If you view the Pasuk as like a real source or a way of characterizing Chalipin.
Right. I mean, again, you still have to contend with his question, which is so how come the Gemara didn't just prove it?
Then you just say that because it's not about Zerah Fruit, it's still more so.
You could say, Hu Adin, or maybe either one of these alone when
right.
Something like the Rajba saying.
Exactly, you don't need any of them once you have one, really.
Right. No, 100%. I agree with that. That's why I think it's so interesting because he is asking it and he is saying, yeah, it would have been another Tolda of the Ab, but it wouldn't be an Ab Bifnei Atzmo for that reason. Right. Kamash Malan that barter is an Ab Bifnei Atzmo, or Kamash Malan it's not barter even, it's more. Right. But I agree with you. You could have said, differently, you could have said the peyri. I mean, whether it's peyri or maybe the need for kli is something.
You almost say has like just a different take on how xeris akasim might even meaning like
mishal afishnala.
The fact that he's saying it's xeris akasim, but like if not for the xeris akasim, which doesn't reflect anything inherent in that.
Well, look, put it this way. I mean, as we know, again, getting back to Rabbeinu Chananel for a second, or the Xos is reading of Rabbeinu Chananel, if not, the kli, you know, kli isn't anything either for Rabbeinu Chananel, right? So it is, I agree with you. I think there are different ways to look at all these issues. Again, we're not doing the other dinam of Chalipin right now, like, you know, Peri and what Matbea means and Kli and so on, but Shabba and so on and so forth. Okay, so having said all of that, there's one thing that I keep forgetting to get back to, but it'll take this one more second, and that, of course, is the Ra. Right, Eitan?
Yeah.
The Ran? The Ran here? Almost all the Rishonim who weigh in say that the Havamina was that you can be Mekadosh and Isha with Chalip and Lamala Mipruta, except for the Ran. And the Ran says, no, they'd be Mekadosh with less than a Pruta. How come? How could you do such a thing? How could you have such a Havamina? And then that's the Maskana, that it's no good. So what's the answer? According to the Ran, what does the Ran say? That was the Havamina, how could it be? The Gemara thought you don't need a Pruta. Beis Hillel said you need a Pruta. What's the answer? Got him? What? Didn't see the Iran? Yoni? Yeah, he exact. I mean, the Ran is invoking what here? The Rashba. I mean, I don't know specifically if you know. It wouldn't be, put it this way. I can't take a Shavuot d'Oraisa that he knew the Rashba and Shavuos, and it's very reasonable that he did. I mean, the Ran is. You know, usually knows the Rambans and the Rashba. That's a famous, that's a big one. If he isn't invoking the Rashba and Shavuos, Lamites, he's invoking the idea of the Rashba, basically, which is that you can be Mekadesh with a Kli, less than a Pruta. You know, what the Rashba is mistapek on, according to the Ran, is the Havam, you know, the Gemara. Right? So is it, how do we learn the Maskana of the Gemara? Right, is the idea that, you know, there are several ways to go now, right? The Rashba is mistapek, separate from our sugya, and that's where the Ksos has his problem, because he's mistapek even the Maskana. The Ran is suggesting that the Havamina was that this would work, the Maskana is that it doesn't. So this Havamina Maskana are about assessing, you know, a Kli. A Kli Pakas Mipruta, whether it always has the status of Pruta, or is it about taking the Rashba's Safek and saying, oh, you know, it has a shame, let's take my way for the moment. You could go the other way also. It has a shame Kesef, but it doesn't have a Shir Shabba Pruta, and that's clear, right? But the Havamina was that that's all you need, and the Maskana is that that's not what you need, or the Maskana is that a Kli doesn't even have a Shir. A shame kesef. In other words, the whole one. If this was the Havamina and that's the Maskana, does it revolve around and you can draw the line? Does it revolve around the discussion of the Rashba? Right? Across the board as a suffake for the criterion of Kiddushin? According to the Maskana of our Gemara, if we could interview the Ran, right? Wouldn't that be good? If we could interview the Ran, we could say, oh, according to the Maskana of the Gemara, you cannot think that, what would the Ran say about Kli, Pachos Mi Pruta, in terms of Ein Bezen Iskakin, or, you know, or Hoda'a, and so on. Does our Gemara have anything to do with that, or does our Gemara have only to do with Kiddushin? Or maybe our Gemara doesn't even have anything to do with Kiddushin. Maybe our Gemara really has to do with Chalipin, like we just said for the Rashba. Like even the Rashba, who still has the Maskana in Kesef, Betoras Kesef, still reads our Gemara that it doesn't work Betoras Chalipin. So what's the Maskana for the Ran? That all Kalin, Pachos Mipruta are always treated as less than a Pruta? That's true in Kiddushin? Or that's only true Betoras Chalipin? You're shaking your head. Read the language of the Ran, if you don't mind. We know that, okay. And we're still thinking that it will work even in that case here. How could that be? Go ahead. Meaning that you could be Mekadesh. At minimum, what he's saying is, the Havamina was, you could be Mekadesh with a Kli, Pachos Mipruta, and that wouldn't violate the Din of Beis Hillel, Betoras Kesef. Correct? Okay. And what's the Maskana? Oh. So is that, it sounds like even, is that just a Dinin Chalipin? Right? Like the Rajbo, like we're suggesting for the Rajbo, and like the Amnei Miluim 80% here says? Or is it also because, no, we were wrong in thinking that you could just plug in Kesef, I'm sorry, Keli, Pachos Mipruta, into Shava Kesef, like in other contexts? Does this Gemara have any impact on other contexts? Or does this Gemara impactful only for Dinei Chalipin? Is that the chain? Is this Gemara impactful for the status of Kli Pachos Mipruta in other contexts? Is this Gemara impactful for the Hagdara of Kinyan Kesef Bekidushin? Those are three. I'm not sure. Is it so clear? You. Yeah, but he's not telling us what the relationship is between Chalipin and Kesef Lamaskana. I'm not sure. In Chalip, we know for minimally saying in Chalipin this doesn't work. Right? What would happen if it was Betoras Kesef? And what would happen to Kli in other areas? And what is the impact on how we look at Kesef? That's not clear. That's all I'm pointing out. Okay. Now, again, this idea that... we will see later on that the Ran has a pretty flexible view, an interesting view about, Shame Kesef. Right? I'll just tell you now the places to look. And you need to also look at the Ran's very famous view of what's called the Didi Shavali. I'll just tell you what he says now. We'll discuss it more fully later on. And Daf Ches. In Kiddushin, the Gemara speaks about a case of pigeon aben. Okay, you might have seen this in Bekiyas already. So the Gemara tells a story of a particular case of pigeon aben, which was done aide sudar, because the Kohen recipient, right, Avrami, the Kohen recipient said l'didi shavali, right. So this whole idea of l'didi shavali is a fascinating question. What is the parameters of that? Meaning personal value as opposed to market value. In the marketplace, the sudar was worth less than hay slime. And and the Kohen is saying, it's worth hay slime for me. It seems pretty clear that does not mean that should not be confused or misconstrued as saying that the requirement of hay slawing for pigeon aben, right, is something that the Kohen can be mochel. I'll take three. That doesn't work. Al pidin, it's a halacha that you need pigeon aben, the hay slawing. Right? The pigeon is not kal if it isn't hay slawing. So l'didi shavali doesn't mean I'm mochel the other two. I'll take less. It literally means l'didi shavali. But of course, that's a very fascinating concept. Like, what does that mean? Personal value as opposed to market value. It's another one of those financial questions, right? Like, different markets, different ages, and so on. Different ways of evaluating. So what is l'didi shavali? So the Rishonim discussed. Does it have to be objective? Can you just say it? Even mean it? But... it doesn't have to be something that, he has a pattern on or that is demonstrable. Fine. Does the dishavali work, for other things? Or if it works in pigeon aben, does it work in other things? An important question. Okay. So the Ran has two important contributions. On Daf Yud Beis, Amud Aleph, a case that I've spoken about, that's the case of Madai, different markets. Gemara says, Kijibatamra, right? Topic that's close to my heart. Afilo ome dekur tmarin bedinar. Amar Shmuel, Kijibatamra, afilo ome dekur tmarin bedinar. Chai shinan shemeshava pruta mavadai. Well, you have to talk about it. Meaning, he's mekadesh with an object, food, a date, right, which is in its local place is worth less than a pruta, right? But in Madai it is, or in Madai it might be, or we're not sure whether it matters. There are different ways to read the Gemara. We have to look at all the Rishonim there. It's very important. It's part of our, you know, Kiddushei Kesef analysis, right? So what's going on in that sugya? Okay. So the Ran has a very mechudash shita. The Ran says that the discussion of the Gemara is in a case where the Isha says, L'didi shavali. Meaning the date locally is worth less than a pruta. The fact that it might be or is even worth a pruta somewhere else alone would not be enough. Okay? Other Rishonim disagree. But the fact that elsewhere it's worth a pruta will possibly be enough if she also says L'didi Shavali, which means that L'didi Shavali, according to the Ran, can work not only in Pidgin Aben, but in Kesef Kiddushin, not so obvious. Right? And that's the pshat, according to the Ran, that's the discussion of the Gemara later on. Ah. The problem is that there's another important statement of the Ran. And when you put the two together, it raises questions, but if you really put them together, it also gives you answers. Ah. What's the other statement? Anybody know, happen to know? Any Kiddushin experts here? Ran? No? The Ran is mistopic on Daf Ches, when he talks about L'didi Shavali, he says you should know. L'didi Shavali has its limits. Not only what I mentioned before, and does it have to be, can't be Mechila, and maybe there has to be, it has to really be so on some level. He says there's another important limit, and that is that you can raise something to five slayim from three slayim, or from one seller, or from a pruta to five slayim. But if something is worth less than a pruta, you can't say l'didi shavali that it's worth five slayim. I mean to say, not the discrepancy of, you know, where it is and how far you want it to go. I mean crossing that Rubicon. Let's say you needed something l'didi shavali to be a two, you know, or a pruta and a half, let's say. But the Ran is basically saying, or this is at least it's mistapek, I should say, that, you know, maybe if it's less than a pruta, l'didi shavali won't help you. L'didi shavali only helps you l'malam pruta. Okay? Of course, there is a problem, and that is, if you put together what the Ran says on Daf Yud Beis, and what he says on Daf Ches, right, it seems like a stira. Right? Because on Daf Ches he's saying you can't l'didi shavali more than, unless it's already more than a pruta, and on Daf Yud Beis he's saying that the issue in Madai is in a, which means it's less than a pruta, is in a case where he says l'didi shavali. So is that because he, you know, four dapim later, you know, he was poshet his safek? Then he should have done some editing, right? So the truth of the matter is, again, we'll elaborate when we get to it. Well, I think the key to it is very much part of the discussion of the Ran here. You could say it without, but what's the idea of the Ran? That you can elevate from one pruta to hey slayim under certain conditions, but if it's you know 0.0000 whatever, you know, less than a pruta, you can't do it. Okay, and let's say again, you want to go from pruta to five slayim, you might be able to do that. But you want to go from less than a pruta to a pruta, maybe you can't do that. How come? It's the Rubicon. Right? It's the shame kesef. Not the problem isn't the shear, because hey slayim is a shear too. If you want to look at hey slayim as a shear and you want to look at shavapruta as a shear, how come you can raise one shear and you can't raise the other shear? The only reason is because it's the Rubicon, right? It's the bottom. Well, again, because Klal Yisrael are mochlim and rachmanim bnei rachmanim. Or more objectively, or, you know, that's part of yesterday's discussion a little bit. But this is what it is, right? So then when you think about, is there a stira to your base? No, it's perfect. Why do I ever care that something is worth a different value in another market? Again, when I go to the candy store and I want to buy, what do you buy in the candy store? Wrong. Not gum. Not bubble gum. Baseball cards. No?
Not anymore.
Not anymore. Dated. It's good to be dated. You can't get anything if it's less than a pruta. In Madai, you can buy as much bubble gum as you can, as you want. From a sheer shavapruta point of view, right, that is irrelevant. So what's the Ran really mistopic? Or what's the Ran's pshat? He's saying, listen, the inability to go from less than a pruta to more than a pruta is because of the shame kesef idea, not because of the sheer shavapruta idea. And that's exactly what the Gemara is discussing about in Madai, right? I think Achronim say this also, other Achronim say. I know they're putting together two Rans is a very known issue. Like, how can the Ran say that if he says this? But I think the answer is exactly this answer. Meaning, if in Madai it's worth a pruta, that doesn't help me in sheer shava pruta, because that depends ein lehekdesh ela makomo b'shaita, which is the language that the Rishonim use in that sugya. The Bali Tosis on Yudbeis Amud Aleph say the whole Madai sugya is only a din d'rabbanan. The problem is, if somebody goes to Madai and they attend a wedding, and then they come back to non-Madai, and they see that, you know, somebody, the Kossam gave the Kala a date, you know, so they're going to think that it's Kiddushin. It's all a problem of Marasayan or Gzeira. Why? Say the Bali Tos, because Ein Lehekdesh Ela Makom V'Shaita. When it comes to, you know, assessing, you know, value in Halacha, at least in Hekdesh, maybe it's only Hekdesh, we'll discuss it. Right? But if it's a larger idea, it's Ein Lehekdesh Ela Makom V'Shaita. Right, it depends on the local, to be clear, the local market. Today is very complex because there are local markets, but there are the markets that apply to other places aren't just abstract, it's not just an abstraction. We also have access today, you know, to other markets, to the global market, to other markets. Now again, does that negate Bismanenu the importance of local markets completely, or does it still kovea? It's an interesting question. I don't have the answer, I just know it's an interesting question. But then, you know, you were living in Yerushalayim, and in Madai this was a pruta. So as far as shiur, you know, pruta is concerned, you know, that in the hekdesh el makom of v'shaita is very reasonable. But if you want to say, does a date have a shame kesef? Does the fact that if you were in Madai you could use it to be mekadesh an isha and it would be have a shiur shavar pruta, does that give it a shame kesef here? Maybe. Right? So that's why the Ran is able to say that even though he's mistapek, maybe you can't get, you can never lididi shavali over a pruta, you can't cross the Rubicon with lididi shavali, but maybe in Madai you can, because that's a sheer problem, it's not a shame kesef problem. Why am I telling you all this? It's important, and it'll save us a little time later on, although we will still have to discuss it more. But I'm trying to integrate this now with the Ran here. Right, the Ran had the who's into this whole issue of, you know, what's a shame kesef, what's a sheer shava pruta, right? The Ran dafka in a post Rajba era too, probably, right, is saying I have a new read on the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Gimel. All the Rishonim practically are reading the question. You know, let's be Makadish and Isha with Chalip and the Malami Pruta, but certainly not less. And I think that maybe you could be Makadish and Isha with less. Right? Because it's a Kli. Now the question is, what's a Maskana? Right? And to what extent is there a notion of shame Kesef without Shir Shava Pruta? And if so, you know, can that be accomplished by a Kli? Or only by, you know, different markets, you know, in Shir Shava Kesef itself. Right? In light of the late other Rans, how to read the Mask, is this a Chalipin din? Is it a Kiddushin din? Is it a Kli, you know, and its status as Shava Pruta din? Very hard to know. Okay? That is the Ran. Okay. Yeah. Having said that, so let's also just make the Ha'ara, or return to the Ha'ara, that while the Ran is the most like mainstream Rishon, who has this fascinating pshat in the Gemara, let's not forget the Ravid, or the Ravid's comment. What was the Ravid's comment? This goes back to the beginning of the topic a little bit. Joey, did you get stuck there, or?
It's
okay. Well, what is it? Do you remember the Ravid? What is the Ravid? Isaac, the Ravid? No. That's a different Ravid. I meant the Ravid here in Kiddushin, as quoted by the Rishonim, as appears in the Ravid. Shua? Aaron? That's the answer. That's the answer that we learn out from Stei Ephron and Marasa Machpelah, specifically, not Sade. What's the question that it's answering? Excellent, you're right. What's the question? Well, why can't we just say it's Exeris HaKasuv and you're Mekadish with less than a Pruta, right? So again, this is a little bit... is that the same as the Ran, Shua? Or in a way opposite of the Ran? Or, I don't know, opposite, but is that... It is like the Ran... Or Mitoris Kesa or Mitoris Chalipin.
Right. It's certainly not about the Kli.
It's not about the Kli at all. It is very much about Dafka the other way of looking at it and saying like this. Right, till now we've been saying that the more, you know, from a Kesa, we've been trying to explain the Sapik of the Rajba, the Havamin of the Ran, right? So, right. But in a way, the Ravid is like a parallel opposite. Ravid's saying, so what's a big deal? And he's saying not only in Havamin, he's saying in the Maskana, right? Namely, if Chalipin works, what, Chalipin doesn't work because of the Pachas Mipruta problem. Let's say Chalipin works, and therefore it's Exeris HaKasav, we learn from Stei Ephron, and it's Exeris HaKasav, and let it work even less than a Pruta. That's the question. But as Shua is correctly saying, not because we think that a kli that's less than a pruta, you know, still is has the dinam of a pruta or shein kesef, right? Rather, kesef needs kesef. Chalipin is a method of kli. Let it work mitoras chalipin. What do we care that it's less than a pruta? That's the right. Correct. That's very important. But there's also a Talmud Harajba that is also open to the idea, to this idea in a way. Isaac? In the Kamai? Or you saw the Talmud Harajba? I think we mentioned it. 1 second. Oh, it's pretty late. I didn't realize it was so late. I'll try to finish up in a minute or two. What's the page number? 1 second. Yeah.
MMA.
45. Yeah. Very good. Who said that? Very good. Excellent. Yeah. First of all, you have the Rabbi Avigdor Tzarfati Mibali Tosis here. That's on 44, column 1. What?
My version has Mandala.
Say again?
My version has Mandala.
Mine is 44. this is the Tzarfati, the Ravigdor Tzarfati Balitosis, right? Who also thinks to make a Shechianu in Kiddushin. Umikomokom Afagav, think it's connected? Kesef Shalana.
Nice.
Mikomokom Afagav, I didn't think of that until then. Afagav the Omar Kol Davar, Ishalo Mikni Bechalipin, Lefi Shemak Zero, Venire Kiznus. Right? We talked about it. This is just, I just wanted to read it inside. Right? Them is fighting words. Venira Kiznus because in Machziro? Wow. Lekachin in the Skadeshes bimatano manas lahachzir? Vechein masik migmar kiddushin vav mud beis. Okay. Okay. Anyways, the. Yeah. The Rabbi Victor Cohen, Rabbi Victor rather, Hatzarfati in Balitosis also has a discussion here, I should also mention, about Kinnan Agav. Whether or not it works for a non-Jew or not. There's a big discussion in Shulchan Aruch. I want to talk about that in a minute. Agav and Maimed Shloshtan, whether or not they apply to a non-Jew. Okay, so that's page 44, column 1 and 2. Good. Yeah. Okay, but the Talmud Rashba that we're looking for is on page 45. You have it on Memhe. Right? One second. Correct. Okay, good. Yeah, Avala Rosh, right? Avala Rosh Pirs the Mute Khalipin, Pirsh Yeshlam Shava Pruta, the Bechlal Kesef Isnai, Avagab the Shava Kesef Kikasef, Aval Bitoris Khalipin Lomita Hava Matbeya, the Kani Bitoris Domin, below Kani Bitoris Khalipin, fine. Khalipin Shembehem Shava Pruta, Lot Sarach Lemute, the Mehechetesi. Ubezen Stalka Kushas Arrived, Shuhik Shakibin the Matilach Ruke Khalipin Migzer Shava, Afilapachas Mipruta Milo Mahani. Name Exeris Akasavu. Kemoshtard Exeris Akasavu. Pashtalafu Maidach Siva. The Pachas Miputa Layasim Mikasef. Right? Velav Hani Khalipin Dinafkalim Exerisha. Miu Akati Ikal Daktik Belomar Din Khalipin Dishava Pruta Liknu. Velahav Exeris Akasav Kiramin Bishtar. Lefikach Nira Kemoshtiritz Arrived. No, 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 let's get the right one. One second. No. I want the part where he says that really Pachas Mipruta should also work fundamentally because of the Shovi. I want to show that it's connected to the Rajva. Is it before that? Sorry. Ogzera. Oh, I see. So this is... Who is it?
It's the
beginning of the same piece. Okay, correct. Sorry. V'yesh meforshim t'chalipin isnai b'chlal kesef. Oh, here it is. Correct. I'm sorry. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Okay. Earlier, the Talmud Rashba had taken on Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, which is that even the halacha, chalipin, works in karka because... it's included in Kesef, even the Maskana. Okay, as we noted, that other Rishonim say absolutely not, and they say that it's within the universality of it, and then we talked about Akum being also a function of universality, perhaps, and so on. Fine. So then he says, V'yesh Mefarshim, that's important context, meaning he's looking at Chalipin as a subcategory, tolda, if you will, of Kesef. Then he says, V'yesh Mefarshim, the chalipin is nayu b'chal kasef, afilu b'pachos mishama pruta. Okay? Not, again, the same effect as the question of the Ravid, but not because of kinyan chalipin migzeres hakasef like shtar, which is the Ravid's question, but because of the status of even less than a pruta. Chalipin is nayu b'chal kasef, afilu b'pachos mishama pruta. To kol chalipin di alma mehecha yadi de kanu mikima de kasef kani hachanami shavyo. Again, very much influenced by Rabbi Natan. The chalipin shavin habe. It's shava kasef. To yiboy pasikle ubi alma afilopakas mi pruta amri de kani bichlal kasef hachanami afilopakas mi shava pruta. Have bechlal kesef v'itzrich lemute mishum de lo mekanya nafsha v'hilka chafila bepruta lo mekanya gzeira atu pakas mishava pruta kivin the derech haolam liknas chalipin afilo bebatzir mishava pruta. The Rashba here is considering the possibility that even pakos mipruta will work in chalipin betoras kesef. So is that because he holds that shava pruta in general is just a shiur, and the idea of pruta is just always based on mechila, the way that Rabbeinu Tam, in a way, imputed to Rashi? Or is this Talmud Rashba a function of the Rashba in Shavuos? He would never say such a thing about money. Right? You're only saying this about a kli. Because a kli, even Palkas Mipruta, has a Shem Kesef. Even if it doesn't have a Shir Shavu Kesef. So I think somewhere that also appears, that line. Just let me see if I can find it quickly. Okay, I'm not going to look. I don't want to spend too much more time. Okay, we'll leave it at that. But either way, the Talmud Rashba here is basically saying that the only reason that Kiddushin doesn't work in Chalipin, Bipruta, and even Lamata Mipruta is because of the factor of Mekanya Navcha. And then it's one Gzeir or the other. Okay? It's a two-stage process. That's also important, the Talmud Rashba. It's basically, it's Pakas Mipruta is a problem of Mekanya Navcha. And then you have Yosa Mipruta as a Gzeira Atu Pakas Mipruta, which is not the way it appears in the other Rishonim, even who say Mekanya Navcha, right? But the reason for that is because the Talmud Rashba here is taking a strong view, even the Maskana, that Chalipin is a form of Kesef. So if Chalipin is really a form of Kesef, then Limala Mipruta is never a Mekanya Navcha problem, really, because it's just Shava Kesef. So it's only the Pochos which is a Mekanya Navcha problem, and the Limala is a Gzeira Atu. So that's an important sheet of the Talmud Rashba. Okay. What's that? The Ria Zakein? That the Pachos Mi, that the Lamala is a Gzeira Atu the Lamata. Correct. Okay. So that's in terms of Kalim and so on, and Matana Manasa Haksir. I think we pretty much have that. Regarding Matar Menasach, there Kniya Menas LaHaknos, pretty much we've said what we need to say about it. We'll talk more about it when we get to it. The distinction between Kniya Menas LaHaknos and Matar Menas LaHaknos that the Ksos made, he also repeats in I think the one we quoted earlier was Kuf Tzadi Dalid, right? He also repeats it in Kuf Tzadi Hei Dalid. Right, and then he develops it according to Shita Saran. I mean, the difference between Kniya Menas LaHaknos and Matana Menas LaHaksir. It's important to pay attention to the Rishonim here, because again, the Gemara in the Darim is Kniya Menas LaHaksir. The Gemara in Kiddushin Vamid Beis is Matana Menas LaHaksir. Some of the Rishonim are very makbid to say Kniya Menas LaHaknos. Others, because of the connection or not, it also depends on the Girsa and the understanding on Vamid Beis. But in light of the Ksos in particular and our explanation of it, this becomes very important. So those are two Ksoses. The other issue is the one that I mentioned before, and that is, if you think that there is a link and that the Kniya Menas LaHaknos or the Matana Menas LaHaksir plays a role, either directly or as a common denominator or in combination in characterizing the nature of Chalipin, it's just interesting to note, I'm just summing up, that does it depend on the machlokas or rishonim whether tafas mafkinan or lo mafkinan lahalacha in the darim and whether that's a dichuya bi'alma? Or is it possible that, you know, no matter what psak you take, you could say these various things? In other words, even if you paskin that there's like an umdana, that it's kniya manas lahachsar or matana manas Lahachsir, you might still say, well, that is relevant to the nature of Chalipin. It can still be barter, it can still be even a form of Shabbat Kesef, etc. It's just that, you know, there's an extraneous din of Matana Menas Lahachsir or Kniya Menas Lahaknos. It doesn't characterize. And by the same token, what I was trying to suggest was in the other direction, and that is that even if you say that Tafas Lo Mafkina Mine, the fact that typically Regilus is not to do that, still may characterize Skalipin as something which is not really barter or shovi or kesef shalhana, but is more of a kinyan das, and therefore it's not so much, even with the Gemara, you don't need to say dichuya bi'alma, you just need to talk about, you know, how, what's in the nature of this kinyan as opposed to other things. Two other things to talk about very quickly as we wrap up. One is shtar and the other is nachri. So regarding shtar, just to point out that the Rishonim here, as they're trying to assess, like, what's the problem with pachas mipruta? A. And even more important, why should pachas mipruta torpedo lamala mipruta? You know, what about shtar? Shtar does not need to be a pruta either. You can be makadish with a shtar, pachas mipruta, and certainly no one ever said that, you know, anything like a snayu, kol shekei. What's the difference between shtar and chalipin? So, again, it's interesting that for some Rishonim, like the Ravid, this, like the Ravid's original question, or the Talmud of Rajba, right, you could argue that that question is being taken more seriously. Because they're really weighing the possibility of actually allowing kiddushin b'chalipin pachas mipruta, or even lahalacha, some of them, only seeing it as a gzeira atu, that lamala mipruta, you know, really works and isn't torpedoed by lamata. And in some cases, it sounds like it's motivated by the paradigm of shtar. Moreover, just to, you know, sweeten the pot a little, not too much, but we know that the Yerushalmi has this view that, what, Ellie?
That if the shtar is sort of the shtar of puta, then it can work with
the kesef. That even if you're trying to be makadish with something else and it falls flat, that if the shtar happens to be worth a pruta, it can substitute, you know, for kiddush, which is not obvious at all. It goes to a question that we've discussed, and that is, like, you know, do you have to have kavana for the particular details of your kinyan, or if you do a maisa kinyan, you have kavana for the chalosa kinyan, can you put those things together? And maybe it depends on, maybe dine mamonis is different than kiddushin, and maybe it depends on the particular nature of the, like Aaron's ha'ara the other time about the, you know, the tosas rid, maybe it depends on the particular nature of the kinyan, or the kinyanim involved. Like, maybe kesef is uniquely, you know, capable of doing that kind of thing because it's more pragmatic. But also, what about the discrepancy between the two kinyanim, the kinyan you think you're doing and the kinyan that you are doing? Like in this case, right? You're trying to do kesef and you end up, You're trying to do kesef, you end up doing kesef through shtar. Does that matter? So I'm just trying to point out that both Yerushalmi is kind of a way of what Yerushalmi says isn't obvious at all. But it is like it's something to throw into the mix here, that sometimes kinyan shtar can end up being kesef. I mean, the value of the paper can matter. It doesn't matter. It's not, I'm throwing it in the mix. It's not, you know, so important because we understand that that may have nothing to do with shtar, right? It has more to do with the fact that, you know, when you give somebody a shtar which is worth more than a pruta, then two things are happening at the same time. It's not necessarily that the shtar, you know, is in this case is a shtar shigesh papruta, right? Either way, I'm just trying to show that some Rishonim thought this was a more serious and substantive issue, namely comparing chalipin b'pachas mipruta and its impact to shtar b'pachas mipruta and its impact. Even the Rishonim, like against the Ravid, against the Talmud Rajba, and so on, who, you know, end up emphatically rejecting pachas mipruta, and even end up strongly, you know, clinging to the notion that it characterizes even lamala mipruta and chalipin, even they have different ways of answering the shtar question in terms of emphasis and seriousness. And that's surely something to remember and to take note of. So, for example, Artosis says what in the chiluk or in characterizing the chiluk, Aaron? Artosis says what?
That chalipin is doma lekesef, while shtar is not.
Why is shtar not? interesting the way Tosis characterizes. You can open it up and look. It's not a...
I remember
it's an open book quiz.
Wasn't really spelling it out. I remember that Tosis said something like, you know, Shtar doesn't have to have...
Yeah, but he says more. It's interesting, and just to compare it to Tosis Arash, just for the record, at least. So it's interesting what different people emphasize, how seriously they took it, and what they think characterizes it and the nature of Shtar. Oh, that's interesting. Right? Two things are interesting. First, I think, did I mention this already? Is it so obvious that if you're Mekadesh and Isha with a shtar, we'll have to discuss it when we get to shtar, Kiddush Shtar. If you're Mekadesh and Isha with a shtar, Shal Yisuri Ano, does that work? Hey, well, of course I mentioned it. I know now, I know the context in which you mentioned it also. Does that work? Is that, the Gemara says in Gittin, Kosvin al Niyar, Lecheres Alfa Pishen Neshava Pruta, even if it's Yisuri Ano, a get can be written be Yisuri Ano. Tosis here assumes that a kiddush, that a shtar kiddushin can be written by Surianna. For that alone, this line in Tosis is very critical. Isaac, is it obvious that you can be Makadish with a shtar shtar shali Surianna?
No.
Definitely not obvious because there's no Gemara. We do learn Viyatza v'haisa, so it's reasonable what Tosis says, but it isn't explicit. And what's a good reason to be Makalik? Okay, but do you need the Hana to come from the Shtar? Maybe. Maybe. But even according to the Ksos, right, we could say it even more sharply. According to the Ksos, there's good reason to think Dafke should be Mechalik. Which Ksos?
Shtar isn't the Kenyan where the Kedushin is. Meaning that Shtar, that Kedushin isn't the Kenyan.
Correct. When we talked about, you know, Balkarchuk and so on, right? So we talked about, well, what about Ibn, what about Get? They're Balkarchuk. The Miri's question. What does the Miri say? Gzeres HaKasev. Maybe he only means Gzeres HaKasev, or maybe he thinks that we're going to figure out what the Gzeres HaKasev is. Right? So we talked about there's no Tzirov problem, there's no Lohinachtam Baslav Ramavinu problem, but there also may not be a Kenyan problem. Why? Because in one case it's Zika, in the other case it's Vinasim Biyada. And then we quoted the Ksos, Simon Reish, the famous one, who says that Gittin is Nesina and not Kenyan, Veharaya, three rayas. Gita v'yada ba'in ki echad, which other people, Rishonim, some of them disagree with him. He thinks the catch 22 wouldn't work if it was a Kenyan. The second raya, the one that was most important for that sugya was, Gittin is Balkarcha. That's it, that's the end of the story. He thinks Gittin Balkarcha proves it's not a Kenyan, it's a Nesina. What's the third raya? Isuriana. How can you have a Kenyan on something which is Isurana? Does everybody agree with that? That idea? No. There's a Tshuva of the Rivash. There's a discussion of the Rambam in Hilchos Chametz HaMatzah, according to the Rambam Chametz HaMatzah, right? If you're Kodeh Chametz of Pesach, might be a special din of Kodeh Chametz of Pesach, because of the din of Shnei Dvarim Neinu M'Shusa Shona Masa Nakasa Kinu Pershuso. But that's not for now. The point is a whole literature on whether or not, you know, there's Bailo, we talked about the Ritva and the Ravid, right, in Sukkah. I think I mentioned the Beis Halevi has several tshuvas on this, and Machne Ephraim. Look, there's a whole literature about the status of Yisurian. We'll talk more about it. But for our purposes, the moment, according to the Ksos, that's one of the three. According to the Ksos, if it's, the Rav said that Reb Chaim explicitly rejected that idea. You can have Kenyan in a Chafta Shal Yisurian now. But Rishonim already debated. According to the Ksos, you can have Shtar Shali Surya, Shtar Kiddushin Shali Surya? No, probably not. Because Kiddushin's a Kenyan, even if Ged is Ivan of Yatzav Haisa. Yeah, but not where, that doesn't mean Kiddushin's Balkarchak either, for the same reason or other reasons, like we discussed. Right? So, what Tosa says here is, number one, without a Makar, or assuming that what's true for Ged is true for Kiddushin. Moreover, there's good reason to think there might be a chiluk. Number one, like Isaac said before, you don't have to give the get, doesn't have to be a get shalhanah. It's not a Kenyan shal hanoi, even if it was a Kenyan. It's a Kenyan shal siluk and tsar. Right? If you need a Kenyan shal hanoi, that's part of the reason that you need, you know, beyond, in other words, which is part of our topic now. So Kiddushei Shtar, maybe only Kiddushei Kesef needs this kavod built in, or maybe also Shtar. That's what you're saying, right? I think it's a good hara. But I'm saying, if you want a clearer chiluk, just invoke the Ksos. The Ksos will tell you, right, that gets nikta val yisuri ano because it's nesina. No one thinks that the Shtar is, Kiddushin is nesina. Right? Not pashut at all. So the fact, the assumption is a big one. And yet, it's interesting that that's what Tosas says, and that's what they prove. Yeah, you can't compare Chalipin. Chalipin still belongs, what, to the world of Mammon, to the world of Shovi, or maybe it's a Dinin Kli. Or it's a Dinin Kinyan, or something. I don't know. But Shtar can be written by Surana. That's a whole different world. If you look at the Tosa Rosh, it's interesting that Tosa Rosh did not invoke the Gemara in Gittin Daf Chaf. What did Mashi, what did he do?
He said, Shtar Shishoshan Pruta Misham De'in Derech Lilos Boshav Pruta.
Yeah. So again, it's kind of that Regilus idea again, but a Regilus where, okay, so it proves you don't need it, but, you know, maybe that's an aberration. That's the pushing it part, you know, of Kiddush Shtar. It seems like Tosa Rosh is saying the Regilus here, once again, characterizes the nature. It's not about money. Right? The Rajba has a different formulation. And again, I think it's just it's important that Tosa Rosh avoids the Yisra'ina. It could be that he just disagrees with the Halacha. Right? What about the Rajba here? You have it?
Yeah. He says,
that's already these are just interesting formulations, both about contrasting the Chalipin, but especially about Shtar. So again, what is it again? B? Right. It's not just that the Gufo isn't, you're not even Mekadesh Begufo. It's a mechanism for the Dibur. Right, that's the Rabban also. What's the Rabban? The Rabban here, 42.2.
Don't the Rishonim say like La Bishvuyav instead of
La Bufo? La
Bishvuyav?
Bishvuyav, yeah, yeah.
Is that the Rash Rishi Tasso? Or the pre working Tasso Shavu Puka?
Oh, that nice, works nicely. I mean, based on that the Rashba didn't want to say that because. Nice. Could be. Makes a lot of sense. Page 42, column 2. And yours would be mem base on base? I'm guessing. I don't know. Totally different. Right? The Ravon. Ihachi, Lamali Lamelev, Shtar Mikro Achrina, Tebebebe. The Su, Hare Shtar Embo Shabakuta, Kodshibe, Achanami, Tikdash. The Chalipin afagav the leis beis shavapruta. Tshuva. Number one, he switches the order as we discussed. He opts for the Gemara and Yud Gimel rather than Gemara and Gimel in terms of the relationship between Kesef and Karka. In general, he says we don't lure out Kesef from Karka. We discussed this already. By the way, in Shulchan Aruch, it's interesting. The Tur and the Beis Yosef explains that Karka is not niknes bepachos mipruta. Because what's the makar? That karka is not nicknames pasmi pruta. Kiddushin gimel amin aleph. That's what the Beis Yosef says. And Rabbi Kiveger in Shulchan Aruch says, what are you talking about? It's the other way. It's the Gemara Yud gimel amin aleph. Right? You don't learn, you know. Do we learn Isha from Karka or Karka from Isha? The two Gemaras. That's what the Rabban is discussing here. That's the Beis Yosef and the Rabbi Kveger in Shulchan Aruch. Simen Kuf Tzadi. Anyways. Ama Isha mikarka lo gamina le mikarka mi Isha. De'eni kena pachs mishavar pruta. Batars dam chalip hilchot tzarich lemelev shtaros mikra achrine. V'ha damar nigmar chalip mishtar lo dami. Shtar lav b'niyara miskadeshes ele b'ksav shabo. Hilchach lo b'inan shiye nar shama pruta. Ela hacha de mikadsha b'kli shal chalipin b'inan shama pruta. That's also interesting. I mentioned the Shitas Kadmonim also. It's a kinyan of kli. That works better for the barter people. He's saying two things. Number one, it's not the cheftza of shtar, it's the dibur shabo, or the osios shabo, just like the rajba. But it's also saying, chalipin, it's with the, not only the cheftza, but the kli in particular. Yeah. The Talmud Rajba, in my opinion, has an even stronger, more interesting formulation, although again, same idea, but I think it's an added twist. And that is as follows. This is 44, column 2. Ubatim ishova pruta lab mamon huklal. Avo shtar v'chazaka lo nochis nafshe le mamone. Ela lahaknos atzma. Ushtar l'duchrona bi'alma. V'chazaka laharos shehi shalom. Just two terrific formulations. Probably don't need them here to make the contrast. You can make it without it. But he like takes the opportunity, right? Two important formulations. What are the two? Why are they both important formulations? Anybody? One more time. Shtar l'duchrona bialma, v'chazaka laharos shehi shalom. Anybody? Sure. Yeah. Or, but he's talking about a shtar kinyan here.
He's saying it serves the role of both.
I would say better. Say a little better. We're going to get to this when we get to Kinyan Shtar later on. And Eddie Chassim made a Masir and so on. What?
Saying Gufa, the Kinyan comes from the Raya.
Exactly. Not just that it does both, although maybe that's the reason why it can do both and has to be able to do both. The Rav just explained, again, we'll talk about this when we get to Daf Tes, and then we'll talk about Shtar. But as you know, there's a Machlokas Tanoim, Rav Lazar and Rav Meir, right? Eddie Masir Akarsi, Eddie Chassim Akarsi. So when we get to it, we'll get to it, but just a little preview. The machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Eliezer is a very dramatic one, very consequential one. Meaning, according to Rabbi Meir, you have the Edom, the Shtar, Edi Chassima Karsi, the Shtar is made by the signators, by the signatures in the Shtar, right? Even if there's no eyewitness, physical eyewitness, living, breathing eyewitness to the transfer of the shtar or the giving of the shtar. If I hold the shtar and it's nichtam be'edei chasima, even though no one saw the mischayev give it to me, whether bechira, halva, kedusha, whatever it is, right? Edei chasima karsi means that's enough. These are the edim. How that works, we'll talk. According to Rabbi Lazar, edei mesira karsi means you need witnesses to be standing there. Right? To all these extra shurim, how do they end up being so long? I feel badly. I meant to make it shorter. I guess if we're out of our schedule, it doesn't. Whatever. Okay. Eide Masira Karsi means, in theory, you don't have to have anybody signed in the shtar. You just need witnesses to stand there when the ksav is given over. They're two very radical. If you ask somebody what's a shtar or how would a contract work, I'm guessing that most. Systems, most people would think anyway that you require both. You know, it's for something to be a contract, it has to be signed, but you still have to have witnesses, or you have to know for sure, you know, you have to be able to document, we'll say it that way, the presentation of the shtar, right? But the truth is that Rabbi Lazar says, Edim Masira Karsi, so you, in theory, not a single signature in the shtar, and Rabbi Meir said, Edim Chassima Karsi, and in theory, you don't have to have anybody. I'm not talking about any kiyum for the moment. That's a separate argument. But let's say in a regular transact, any moment is transact. Fine. So these two different, very different perspectives on shtar, like how different are they? So one way to look at it is, again, midrash Rabbi Lazar nishmelar Rabbi Meir, midrash Rabbi Meir nishmelar Rabbi Lazar. They argue about, you know, what is the karsi? What are the edim? Are they ink edim? Are they living and breathing edim? Right? Whatever you say about it, it's a narrower machlokas. And certainly that's the way even some Rishonim understood it. Certainly some Achronim understood it that way. They even use language like Midra Belazar Nishmalar Meir, Midra Meir Nishmalar Belazar. However, there's another group of Rishonim who clearly understand, and this is the more appealing, I think, perspective, that the debate between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Meir is like a struggle to define what characterizes shtar, what shtar really is. So the way the Rav used to explain that was that for Rabbi Eliezer, you know, I'm talking now about shtari kinyan. You could break it up also, and that's part of the discussion in the Gemara, whether we're mechalik between shtari kinyan and shtari raya, or and so on. Let's take shtari kinyan for the moment, which according to the Reb Chaim and the Nesivos, the Pashtos, according to the Rambam, the only shtaros that are really daraisa are shtari kinyan. For the Rambam, we talked about that, right? So shtar kiddushin, shtar get, eved shichur eved, shtar makira, right? Which is creating the kinyan. So the question is like this: what is it about the shtar that makes it effective as a kinyan? So Rabbi Lazar says it's the mesira, meaning the kinyan itself. It, handing over a contract, documenting the agreement, right? Handing it from one to the other party, that is the davar konen. The piece of paper, after the fact, when you take it out of the vault, you know, or just, you know, it's on your desk 10 minutes later, and like, you know, people weren't there to see the mesira. All it really says is the conditions, and it doesn't have a single signature in it. You know, I could make that up. There's no raya. Right, liyamim rabim, there's no raya if there's no edi chasima, unless you can, you know, get those edim back. But there's no objective raya, right? No raya in the chafetz shel shtar. So according to Rabbi Lazar, the way shtar works is shtar kinyan works. It's the davar, it's the kinyan itself, which is kores, and the kinyan is the symbolic handing over of the terms in the presence of witnesses. Okay, but according to Rabbi Meir, it's exactly the opposite. Meaning, for Rabbi Meir, there's no presentation, there's no ceremony, there are no drums, there's no television cameras. All there is, I could give it to you in private. You can sell me your, you know, $1 million property, you know, and I get the lawyer, we draw up the papers. I have Eide Kasima signed beforehand, and then, you know, I privately hand it over to you, and now you have it. Right? What's that? Well, the answer is, it's on your paper, and the, you know, signatures are verifiable, and we believe in, you know, Eidim Achsum Al-Shtar Nasa Kamishin Echroi, just in the Bezdin. So, the answer is, I have a raya, you know, and the raya that I have is the Davar HaKoneh. Okay. Again, we'll talk about much more when we get to it. I got carried a little bit. The Talmud Rajba here is saying not just that you can write a shtar, you don't care about the value, you can write it on Isurianda, or it's not measured by its value. Typically, it's not even worth a pruta. And he's not even saying that it's the Dibur Shabo or the Ksav Shabo rather than the Cheftza, as opposed to the Kli of Chalipin. He's saying something more than that. He's saying, when it comes to a shtar, it's the raya shabo, which is the davar hakoneh. And therefore, we don't really care about the value of the shtar at all. It's the raya that it provides. That's the davar hakoneh. And what about chazaka? Also very fascinating. It says, chazaka, like, how do you understand what chazaka is? The best way to explain chazaka, kinyan chazaka, this is above Vassar topic now, horoz bailus. Right? Machzik bo kinyan mechazki bo inchi. In a way that also binds together what we call cheskas raya and cheskas kinyan, even though they're very, very different. But they share that in common. It's a demonstrable reflection of your ownership. Right? You act like an owner. That's what the Talmud Rajba has says here. Very good. Okay.
Is he saying that chazaka works for kinyan ishus?
No. No. I mean, why does he relate to it at all? He's saying, how come? Remember, he's trying to relate also to the question, you know, well, if we're learning out from this source, why are we only learning Chalipin and not learning Chazaka and Shtar? We're learning Shtar from V'yatzav Haisa. And moreover, he's bundling some questions. And also, how come we, in Chalipin we do care about the financial part, and we don't seem to care about it in Shtar? So since he's bundling the questions, I think he's also telling you, yeah, it's in Chazaka, it's not the value of what you do, it's the fact that you're acting like an owner. In Shtar, it's the raya that you have, rather than even the kinyan. The raya is the kinyan, it's not, you know, the piece of paper. A piece of paper is nothing, except that it provides you raya.
So can the Shtar usually be learned from the Shtar? What you just said about the Shtar of Sada.
So we'll get to it, when we get to it. But you know, in terms of like getting Masir and Nedekasim and all those things, we'll talk about it when we get to it. And then, of course, the language of the Shitol Nodalmi is also just an interesting language. That's 44 here, column 1. Kol davar ishalo mikne b'chalipin. No, one second. Yeah. Aval gav de mikanya b'shtar, hosom lo nachta l'toras hana. Okay, maybe that's more along Isaac's idea, that there's no notion of hana. Again, we were saying before that could be a chilek between Gittin and Shtar Kiddushin. He's saying, in general, the notion of Hana is irrelevant to Shtar. That's still different than saying, you know, it's the Raya Shabbat, it's the words, it's no it might be a Heftza, but it's not Hana. Okay. Finally, just to talk about Nachra.
How does that explain though why we don't care about Pruta?
Because he's saying value, and he's just saying that in the world of Hana, so then Kpeda, you know, of, and the fact that it's even associated, you know, with less than a pruta, kind of damage it. That's what he seems to be saying. But if it's not a Hana kind of a thing, then value has no. It's the same idea that value is irrelevant for Shtar, but he's explaining why is value irrelevant for Shtar. Not necessarily only because of the mechanism. Namely, it's Isuri Hana would be, it's less than a pruta, we care about the words.
Delivery?
What's that?
Delivery for 308. Pizza delivery.
Pizza. 308. Somebody's working in here? Is using this room?
Order pizza for 308.
Oh, pizza for 308. Sure, again. I think we had yesterday, so...
Well, there's probably
maybe after breakfast, so I tried to organize lunch at
least. Yeah. I don't know, maybe it's the next door?
No, it's possible.
Oh, somebody else is
having. I mean, he left, so he probably...
Oh, they're going to throw... Yeah, oh, we have 2 more minutes. Okay, 2 minutes. So, they Yakir's, you know, one of those practical jokes, Yakir's thing. Okay. Okay, so the Nachri... So we already discussed there's a debate among Rishonim about Nachri, whether Chalipin yes or no. Again, we already saw a little bit also in Parakei on Hilchos Avodim in the discussion of the Rambam and the Ravid. The idea that the Sugin Bechoros, you know, and how Tosis, I was suggesting that that's Tosis' way of saying Chalipin is a Kinyan Da, it's a different, totally different kind of a Kinyan and so on. So that idea, I should also add, we do find in a little, and partly again, but not fully fleshed out, in the Imixos. In the Avnei Milu, I think it's in the Avnei Milu or the Xos. No, I think in the Xos itself, he's trying to explain this, what do you do with the Sugyan Bechoros and what Tosis means by it. So he says, this is what? Kuf Tzadi He Aleph. Xos and Kuf Tzadi He Aleph? He says as follows. Let's see if I can find it in this one. Yeah, very interesting. So he says, "Lanias daiti nearly yashiv." Like, what does Tosis mean? So what I was trying to explain was, Tosis is saying, this is a universal kinyan, you know, by definition. The mutual exclusivity, you know, goes to, you know, very specific type of kinyan. He's saying something like it, but again, he's not following through fully. "Lanias daiti nearly yashiv lefi machakos of harif b'tshuva." Is there chalipin ba'ona? Interesting question. So again, the idea that there's no ona in certain things like avadim and karkos is fascinating. And it makes sense also because what we're kind of saying is like karka. My favorite explanation is, you know, karka lo lamamades. You don't only evaluate it by the present. Shuk, you know, there was one, there'll be one. It's just a different way of assessing, right? But are you going to say a certain derech hakinyan affects whether there's ona, a mode of acquisition? Right, that's much more mechudash. Why would you think that? Unless the mode of acquisition itself reflects the fact that you're relating to the cheftzes that are being exchanged, you know, in a totally different way. Either just as an exchange of be'ens, or maybe even as a kinyan das, right? It's just a mechanism, and it's not an exchange at all. So the Rif says that there is no chalipin, there's no onah b'chalipin. V'zeh nir min ha-talmud she'en ba'onah. Ha-Torah gam kein me'ida ba'amra ki timkru memkar b'mecher hu da'az hirachmana b'lotonu. Of b'chalipin, no, chalipin is not mecher? I thought it's just a different ma'isa kinyan to accomplish the mecher. But if we really say that the differences are qualitative, then in a certain sense, it's not. But the way he says it is, oh, okay, so if it's not mecher, and there's no ona, so then, ulefize, nicha hadeksiv v'chitimkeru memkar la'misecha li'yisrael b'chada l'kuti b'chada, digami memkar leke elekesef o'mishicha v'chalipin lab memkaru. He's saying it more technically. Oh, in light of the Tshuvas HaRif, that this affects whether we consider memkar v'haraya, there's no ona, so then it's an exception to the mutual exclusivity rule to lemaisa in terms of the limudim and the sources. But what I would like to add is that it's more than that. This is the point. The point is that it's a whole different way of looking at it, and that's the reason why it's a universal kinyan. And by virtue of that, it just escapes the whole problem and issue. Okay. So then, in addition to that, there's a debate lahalacha about the akum issue in the Rishon. If you look at the Kamai, they have several pieces on this. Yes or no? Even according to the Balitosis, Eved Ivri and Eved Kanani, or Eved Ivri at least, is not Nikna B'Chalipin. That's fascinating. You have to then associate Eved Ivri and Isha, right? In a way, that gets into our implications for that. In other words, it's a different kind of a kinyan. You need a Maisa kinyan. You need, you know, Shovi or Hana. You can't talk about bartering a person or, you know, that kind of a kinyan Iser, right? All the things that we've said about Isha, according to Rabbeinu Tam, because if it's a din, you know, again, if you don't hold like Rabbeinu Tam, so you just say Kesef Miknaso is referring to a non-Jewish owner of an Eved Ivri, and that's the reason that it doesn't work. That the Shach in Simon Kufkaf Gimel, Sivkat and Lamed, it argues with Tosis and says, oh, I think the Eved Ivri Raya is not a Raya, it's because it's a case of Akum, and so on. The Ksos disagrees, he thinks seems to apply to Akum and not to Akum. And he likes to hold our Rabbeinu Tam here. But it's an interesting discussion. But what I'm saying is, according to Rabbeinu Tam, what you need to say is that Eved Ivri, like Isha, is a kind of a kinyan that's not nitan to Chalipin. Because it is a kinyan Iser, because it is a relationship kind of thing, because the Maisa kinyan, or the respect part, all the reasons that we've been saying. And then you have to look into Eved Kanani, kinyan, and so on. It's fascinating. There's a machlokas of Rishon Mari, we have it in the Kamai, and then the Sos also speaks about that. What about agav? Is there agav for an akum? Kinyan agav. And what about maimed shloshtan? So again, just as perspective, in Perkav Tes Alach Tes, when the Rambam says that a katan doesn't have Chalipin, and the Raivid disagrees, he also says there's no agav and there's no chatzer. So the Rav once thought that, like, why these three? Why sudar, chatzer, and agav? So he wanted to argue that all these are three cases where you have chalos, hakinyan, bli, maisa kinyan. Similar to the comment, totally separate comment. We were talking about Pilegesh in the Rambam's comment about Yiyud. And we compare, you know, Pilegesh to Yiyud. I told you the Rav also thought that was, what does those two things have to do with each other? The answer is they're chalos ishus without a maisa Kiddushin. Anyways, but I think it's fascinating that the Rishonim, you know, the Rambam put together Agav Chatzer and Suda for Katan, and the Rishonim are debating other cases where there's no Maisa Kinyan, right, like Chalipin, like Agav, Chatzer, anyways, certainly Chatzer Mishim Shlichos you don't have, but Maimed Shlashtan is another example of that, meaning there clearly seems to be a broader pattern. So the question of, it's also a question in Kinyan Akum and a question of the nature of Chalipin and these other Kinyan. And finally, just to note, that the end of Tosas is a little bit difficult. Tosas talks about using an Akum and a Harsha and the language of the Kanina and Ein Shlichos La'Akum. So there's a whole literature on that too. I just don't want to go into it now. But if you look at the Ksos Simen Kufchav Gimel Sif Katan Hey, the Rishonim already, and especially the Acharonim, Chacham Tzvi and others, Ksos quotes part of it, is the problem the language of the Kanina? Or is it the use of the Sudar of the Edim for the Kinyan Harsha? The Ksos has this idea that maybe there are two problems. The Tosa Rosh already has the problem. The Bali Tosas think that Harsha is a form of Shlichos. So how can a Akum be a Mursha anyway in Shlichos La'Akum? So that Tosa Rosh has a whole discussion. No, maybe the Shlichos is more limited. It's Shlichos Lagabe this and not Lagabe that. That's one whole issue. I just don't want to get into it, but you should know that it's a problem. The other issue, as I say, is is it the language of the Kanina or is it the Shlichos? So the Ksos has this idea that maybe the, you know, when the Masada Kedushin or the Edim, let's say, use their Sudar on behalf of the Mischayev party, or the Makaba Matana, is that Shlichos? Or is that what we call Kinyan, Mishum, Eved, right? I said, it's Arev, Eved Knani. If it's Kinyan Eved Knani, maybe it could apply to a non-Jew as well. So this common usage that we have, often which is written as Vakanina in Shtaros, but, the usage of using somebody else, a third-party Sudar, for the transaction, if it's Shlichos or it's Midin Eved Knani, etc., is very important for applying this to Akum. Okay, so that is the Agav and Kuti is the Ksos and Kufchav Gimel Vav, but it's already the Rishonim. The question of the Kanina and Shlichos and Eved Knani, that's Kufchav Gimel Hey in the Ksos. Also, this one other thing where this will conclude, the Beis Shmuel, Simen Chav Tes Sivkotam Beis, discusses whether or not you could use Chalipin in Kiddushin as a form of Kesef in the sense of you want to be Makne, the Kesef Kiddushin, by means of Chalipin. Now, you don't want to be Makadish with the Chalipin, you want to be Makadish with Kesef, but you want to commit the Kesef through the Chalipin, which is not exactly the Tosis Rids, Mana Enkan, Mashkan Enkan, especially not according to some of the readings of it. But that's a whole discussion in the Beis Shmuel and in the Poskim. And again, the Ksos discusses that in the Avnei Miluim, Simen Chav Tes Siv Katan Yud Beis, where he repeats some of the things that he says about the Taz and the Sma and the Shulta Giborim. He discusses that Beis Shmuel as well. Okay, so that's pretty much it for Kiddushin B'Chalipin. And we'll continue Mirtz Hashem on Sunday with the next Gemara and trying to get more insight into Kesef. Again, I'm sorry, really, that it took so long. I think we deserve the pizza. Remind me.
Seven minutes after. Let's do it now.
Thank you very much.
Almost 2.5 hours.